It's April 4th, 2024, and Tads in form or adrift, pick your fighter. I'm Six Datmar.
You couldn't even get through that. You were so close. But at the end, knowing full well Bottle Crow Reborn, a Dota 2 podcast where we don't talk about Dota 2 on a podcast. And Six.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I need to lower my Discord threshold here, I realized, for the podcast.
And for your funny goof.
It's a very foolish episode!
No, it's not.
They don't know it's that.
April 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
I already told them. Yes, they do.
April the 4th be with you. And also with you. Earth spirit.
I always was a fan of just, like, May the 5th be with you. That was always my favorite.
That's a little too mainstream. I have to search.
Did my memory... Okay, now this is a thing. You just said this, and my brain is unclear because my brain does this every time. Did you actually say and also with you, or did my brain just add that in?
I did say and also with you, okay, but then I remembered the patch notes or spirit. Should we do a patch note special on Vatican 2? No, no. A patch note special on Vatican 1 in terms of the reforms of the Catholic Church.
I don't feel like I have the expertise for that.
I mean, nobody does. You know, probably. When was Vatican 1?
I'll tell you what. I will pull up the patch notes for...
Go ahead.
I'll pull up the patch notes for the Vatican.
Okay.
And I will control F Wind Ranger.
Okay. The first ecumenical council of the Vatican, commonly known as the First Vatican Council or Vatican I, was the 20th century ecumenical, I could just say this, of the Catholic Church, held three centuries after the preceding Council of Trent, which was adjourned in 1563. So this actually happened.
Also the receding hairlines. Hey-o!
The council was convoked by Pope Pius IX on June 29th, 1868, under the rising threat of the Kingdom of Italy encroaching on the Papal States. It opened on the 8th of December, 1869, and was adjourned on 20th of September, 1870, after the Italian capture of Rome. Its best-known decision is its definition of papal infallibility, which I assume is that the Pope can do no wrong.
Well, that's factually incorrect.
It's factually correct that it's best known decision. Well, actually, I don't know.
Oh, I'm not saying the statement that you made is incorrect. Uh-huh. I'm saying them saying the Pope can do no wrong. It's like, well,
six,
history didn't six hold that
with
one
the
up
hot takes on Pope Pius the Ninth. I'll go ahead and post our first episode note picture. Episode notes in our Discord. Link below.
That's a small picture, but it seems well painted.
A small picture. It does. I wonder if he had to pose like that for a long time.
Pius.
Mr. Pius. Right. Lived 42... Wait. Am I doing the math wrong?
This picture of him...
No,
this is like a... This is like a what-did-I-just-read reaction image, but this is a photo of Pope Pius. Come on, post faster. God damn
it. I think I got it before you.
You found it. Yeah, you did too, because mine was too high resolution.
Wow. Yeah, some people are just, you know, better off not photographed, probably. Like, you know.
Uh-huh.
If only we still had the option today.
Or then there's this one, which is like the Willy Wonka.
That's exactly it. Come here, Charlie. Tell me your sins, Charlie.
Oh.
Wow.
suggested search. Immaculate Conception. Okay, thanks. Thanks, Google. I'm okay, though.
Thanks, Google. Thanks a lot. What a hagiographic presentation of Pius the... What is hagiographic? Do you have any idea what that means?
No, I really don't.
Okay, let's search. Hagiographic definition meaning. Google doesn't pop... Sex, I'm sorry.
Hagiographic.
You're going to have to edit again.
Hagiographic.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Hagiographic.
Hagiographic.
Of relating to or being hagio... Oh, Come on. Of relating to or being a hagiography, which is not fucking useful.
Hagiographic.
Thank you, Emma. Okay, I've closed. A biography of saints or venerated persons. Idealizing or idolizing biography. Okay. Seems like a thing you're not supposed to do for the Pope. Anyways, this isn't a Pope podcast where we talk about Dota 2.
No, this is a snack podcast. It'd be so funny if you intentionally just didn't play it.
I realized I was scrolling Jackie too late.
Dude, paranoia. Get back.
I was like,
oh, are you trying to manually recreate it?
No. This is a live performance of Jack's snack.
The cheese.
It wouldn't be that hard. For Jack's snack.
No.
Cheese.
I'll get one of those drum pads. Oh no, I just had an excellent idea.
No.
Yep. I have an electric drum set, and you can program, like, you know, custom sets for it. And so, depending on the complexity, I could, you know, stream sometime me playing various bottle crow bumpers. I know. Start the presses. But
so we're doing some candy.
Oh, you got some candy to share.
So first off, this is a leftover Easter candy. This is Hippity Hoppity Tropical Punch Kool-Aid Rock Candy Sticks.
There was a lot of adjectives and adverbs there.
I was actually given this as a gift from my manager because I mentioned that it existed and I thought it was weird as hell and it was on clearance. And at the end of the night, she decided to buy everyone one as a combination gift and, you know, prank, basically.
Yeah. It was a rock candy.
Ah. It's got a good healthy, you know, the stick is a good nice. I mean, I want to say wood. I guess it could turn out to be bamboo, but it feels
real bamboo.
Here, let me see if feels I can hold balsa. It in such a way that you can see the hole.
Or a fiberboard.
Maybe fiberboard. I feel like balsa would snap.
Yeah.
Because balsa. That's sort of balsa's primary characteristic. Mm. But you can see it's a nice little, like,
oh, wow, it's got a little ball.
Home run
bat
I got here. Yeah.
A real Babe Ruth.
It smells exactly like Tropical Punch Kool-Aid, which I guess they make it, so they would have access to that. That's not that surprising.
That technology.
I was like, wow, I can't believe they used the thing they already have. Anyway, let's, Oh, wow.
I'm right. Hearing a crunch.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm basically chewing glass. So this is not how you're supposed to eat this?
Yeah, it's like a sucking action, right?
Mm-hmm. But
your jaw is always up
to the task. We've got things
to
do, and my jaw can handle it, yeah. Yeah. I think it's rock candy, so they didn't really have a choice. The sugar ratio has to be what it is for it to crystallize like this.
Sure.
That said, I would like more flavoring and less sugar, but this isn't bad.
Interesting. More sugar, less flavor.
No, other way around.
Yeah, you wish it would be more flavor.
Yes.
Got it.
Right,
right, right. Right.
But in order for it to crystallize properly, you need a pretty high sugar ratio. So.
Yeah. One of the sad realities of, reality.
Yeah, perhaps we should try something that will definitely be a little less sugary.
Oh, for sure. This isn't a bait at all.
What about the new elite line of Peeps Delights? This actually started last year, but this one is some more.
The dip.
So you have
tech.
Mm-hmm. So it's dipped in chocolate, but the marshmallow itself, it's like a marshmallow, but like the outside, like, coating is supposed to be graham cracker flavored.
What? Interesting, because it doesn't look anything like that.
No.
I can see the chocolate, obviously, but... Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Just that PPL.
And I don't really need to take another picture, because you can kind of see... Well, it's more orange, and it's like orangey brown, like...
Okay.
you think that it's just that they have very yellow lighting. That is not the case. That's not what's happening. It really does just look like that. Oh, wow. That smells like graham crackers. That's crazy.
Your picture is very different from their marketing material, interestingly.
Show me their marketing material.
Show me their marketing material!
Yeah, that's not the color. I mean, I guess if you had it in really, like, blue-white light, it might look like that. Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe.
It's like a CAD rendering of a peep. It definitely looks fake. It is fake. I'm going to just go ahead and say that.
So, it's a reasonable artificial imitation of a peep. This is weird. I'm just getting stuff that's kind of snacks that are just kind of hitting their goal today, huh?
You know, they set the bar and then they hop over it. Wait, it's the wrong enough. They smash into it, you know, mm-hmm. And they keep on going.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't know why it exists, but
I mean,
it does what it says on the package.
The normal question, superior to a regular peep? If you were, you know, you had one side by side. With the other.
Well, the tricky thing, I mean, if I were to just open up a package of peeps and have one, yes, this is superior. But that's not the way you eat a peep.
You take a... Tell me how you eat a peep.
So you open the package, okay, and you set it down, and you come back a week later.
That's right. Otherwise, your jaw would like just, very, like... Gets, you wouldn't have any experience. Your nerves don't fire.
The texture is very enjoyable.
Have you ever, you know, done the thing where you nearly explode a peep in the microwave?
No.
No? It's been a while since I did that.
I've seen a video. I'm familiar with the concept. I didn't want to clean it up.
Oh, sure. I mean, I think it's very easy to control. Well, having done this many, many years ago. If I had a peep, I have a marshmallow, but I feel like that's not the same.
I think it's essential to have the little eyes and beak.
Yeah, and you see it just kind of puff up and start to melt. Yeah.
I realize this is just me playing with, like, this is just me playing with your stereotype of me and my jaw.
Yeah.
Right? But are you very familiar with Pokemon the first movie?
I've probably seen it, which is more than I can say for others, but it was, you know, 20 years ago, maybe.
So there's Mewtwo, who's a clone of Mew, right?
Right. He's the second.
And but he was cloned to be a weapon, and he doesn't like that, and he's pretty mad, and he's going to punish mankind, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then Mew shows up and sort of is, like, trying to be like, hey, don't, and Mewtwo's like, fuck off, and, like, psychically, basically does the psychic equivalent of, like, backhanding him into a wall.
Wow.
And then Mew hits back, and you get this great delivery that I'm thinking of this line delivery while I stare down at a stale peep.
So you do have some fight in you. But I have no time for games. Destiny is at hand.
It's a good movie. Like, genuinely, it's a good movie.
I tried to immediately look up the quote before you finished, but... Now, there's some shit about the circumstances of one's birth, and, you know...
Yeah, it's the ending. That's the, you know, the touching ending where he starts to understand.
I see now that the circumstances of one's birth are irrelevant.
It is what you do with the gift of life snacks that determines who you are.
And there isn't a Mew 3, right?
No, despite a bunch of, you know, persistent rumors over the years, no, there is not.
Yeah, I see. There's a PokeFan Battle Universe. It was a previously abandoned experiment that is being studied and investigated by Team Neon. But, Destiny 2 is at hand, according to your picture. Wow. Well, Six, I'm sure you must be thirsty after those snacks. So, you know, we got to open up every hangout as we do by going and seeing our friend Artur at RTC Speakeasy. Okay.
I've gotten all my rage out at the patch. Now I'm just trying to be happy. Because when the new patch drops and I like it, I'll probably be angry all the time. I need something to be mad at, and now that I have the patch of the end yet, so...
You love to be mad at a patch, you know? Mm-hmm. There's something pure about it. What I've got in hand is my phone lagging and posting pictures. Oh, no? Maybe Discord will just crash completely. But what I've got today is Sunshine Clementine Twist Flavor. It advertises itself as a hydrating and functional sparkling energy drink. 100% of 8 daily vitamins, 40 calories per serving, 369 milligrams of electrolytes. Nice. We're working with 40 calories total. We've got only 9 grams of sugar, hydrating and functional, 70 milligrams of caffeine. So really low on the caffeine. But I think what this has been in my possession for a few weeks now. If I remember correctly, there's no other... Oh, damn it. There's stevia. Okay, but there's only stevia. If I run down the ingredients, we've got filtered carbonated water, sugar, proprietary vitamin electrolyte blend, vitamin D3, monopotassium phosphate, potassium citrate, ascorbic acid, calcium lactate, magnesium citrate, vitamin E acetate, niacinamide, decalcium pantothenate, pyridoxone, hydrochloride, vitamin B6, vitamin A, palmitate, cyanocobalamin, vitamin B12, natural flavors, citric acid, end parenthesis. Fruit and vegetable juice for color, caffeine, stevia, and malic acid. You know,
explain something to me, Nicholas.
Yeah.
You claim to really dislike the taste and experience of artificial sweeteners.
More or less.
You stick your hand on that burner almost every episode.
Of course, in a controlled and safe environment, you know? That's not what this is.
So are you just a bottom, or like what's happening?
I'm always in pursuit. The one diet Dr. Pepper, because
dodging the question.
6, as we say, the horniest member of our friend Discord, despite being the ace. Where was diet Dr. Pepper is the one? Yeah, exactly. Diet Dr. Pepper is the one drink with a zero calorie thing that I think works for me, because the flavor of I've said this before, but the flavor of Dr. Pepper is strong enough that the feeling and everything that is not great of artificial sweeteners is kind of fine for me. But it's not that bad, you know. There's worse things to experience in life than a little bit of stevia extract in this sunshine. Let's go for it. Oh, it's fizzing. Oh Lord, she fizz. All right off the bat, we get on the nose. Whew, that doesn't smell like clementine. Okay, it's muted. I got some real grapefruit vibes in there. They're really strong.
Interesting.
Tart at.
I wish I was really strong.
I may have just slightly gotten a drizzle on the likely pretty hydrophobic Eternal Envy mouse mat. Get it now at my house. Sorry. All right. This is just one of the risks of the job. But yeah, it smells very tart, which is weird for a clementine twist. Let's go ahead and...
What will happen to my clementine twist?
Ooh. Are you sure this isn't grapefruit? Getting some off the top. Okay. After it's, sit on the aftertaste, I'm getting clementine. It's more of an orange citrus. This definitely isn't sweet. I am getting that stevia, after
the
feel.
Thirsty?
A little thirsty.
Or is that more? No, well, thirsty is mostly sugar alcohol.
Right. Which thankfully doesn't have, but it's the real lingering fake sweetness that stevia has is what I just don't like. But the flavor, it definitely just starts with grapefruit, which is kind of weird. And then afterwards, because it's one of those artificial flavored, artificial sugar things, kind of sticks around in a weird way. Still definitely the weird mouth watering. It's okay. Of the ones we've had, I was kind of hoping this just wouldn't be that sweet, wouldn't be stevia first, because it does have sugar, It has a tasteful 9 grams of sugar. Mm-hmm. But it's that aftertaste of stevia. So let's go ahead and pour this into a glass. Oh, it looks kind of clear from the can, but it is definitely not. I'm seeing more where they're getting the clementine from. And I do have a bit of a classier glass here with me today. Because, of course, I've got to get my finest stemware out for these drinks of energy. Oh, come on. But it's a lot more orange than I anticipated.
Hmm.
It still definitely has some grapefruit undertones there. Man, Discord is really just having a time. Let's see. Okay, now I get to swirl it a bit. Let's see if, you know, once the volatiles have come out, we get anything else. Oh, God. Sorry, I just stuck my nose in and only got volatiles. Oh.
Damn.
That smells bad. Like, weirdly bad.
I mean, it's an energy drink. It's a diet energy drink.
But it's like, it's a new... It's like, what if you boiled grapefruit without the flavor? Like, you extracted, you boiled, you reduced grapefruit, but you condensed what came off. So it's like,
mm-hmm.
all the pungency of grapefruit with not much flavor. I guess I'll take a sip. Weirdly, the grapefruit. Ness of it has kind of like evaporated by just pouring it out here. So the initial feel of drinking it is, I think this can't be that different. Maybe it's just a placebo thing, but it's a much smoother initial sip. Not in a good way. It's still not good. It's just interesting how it changed. Anyways, so I'm going to put this dangerously full glass of bad energy drink just over here. Right on over here. And there it is. Oh, I thought I had some water here. I don't. Well, it's a sad day for Nick.
Well, Nicholas.
Well, Sixilis.
Do you wanna take it to a bumper we haven't used in a long time?
Oh boy, let me dust it off. Where are we headed?
We're gonna kind of repurpose it a little bit. Do you want to go to Spectre Protector?
Wow, let's Protector.
It's a loud bumper, huh?
It is. It's got a lot going on.
Protector.
Spectre Gadget was a bop.
It's a timeless something thing. Like that, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Nick, classically, this was a quiz to help. This was a section to take quizzes to help us figure out Spectre's personality, and we took these quizzes as Spectre, and there's a whole thing, and it was frankly pretty stupid. This is just our segment where we irrelevant. Take quizzes now.
Oh, okay. I mean, we stopped the segment because. The Arcana came out and made it canon who she was, you know. So mm-hmm. we kind of didn't have anything else to say. And so we put this one on the shelf. But it sounds like I'm going to get a delightful BuzzFeed quiz out of six today, which is great.
Yeah, well, not BuzzFeed, actually. This is a custom-made Pokemon personality quiz from r/Pokemon.
Okay.
It has 54 questions. However... Answering it is simple because every time your response options are almost always, often, sometimes, or almost never.
Okay. Often, sometimes, got almost it? Never. Yeah.
I have two windows open, so I'm taking this quiz. I'm doing my answers and I'm doing your answers, and we will figure out of the 300 most popular Pokemon, which one are you? That's right. There are 300 possible outcomes.
Wow. How many Pokemon are there these days? As, you know, the one of the co-hosts of... Well, I guess it's not the Johto Quorum anymore, but it's the Quorum.
It's the Creature Quorum, but the right. Johto Quorum is part of the Creature Quorum. Well, it sort of depends. If you count, like, separate Pokedex entries, there are, I believe we are at, like, 1,012 or something like that.
Wow.
But there's a lot of bunching up, right? For example, like, every form of unknown is considered one Pokemon, and there are, like, there are at least 30 of those, right? So, like, there are a great deal of Pokemon. But there are also a great deal of Pokemon that nobody fucking cares about.
Well, thankfully, we'll be in the top 300, so surely we'll be cared for and loved.
Well, okay, let's take these questions then, shall we?
Let's do it.
First of all, I pretend to be someone I'm not.
Sometimes?
Okay. I want someone to sit with me and comfort me when I am upset.
Never.
Almost never.
Almost never. Not I was going to say, there what, is no what was never the option. Third option? Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost.
There's a fourth option. Almost never, sometimes, often, almost always. I feel good about myself.
Now I'm confused. Could you say the options again?
I'm going to just write them down if you're having trouble. Here, let's pull up Discord again.
Because normally these things have five.
Right, but the problem is there's usually a neutral option.
Yeah.
Which is really unproductive. People just end up using it a bunch, and then you don't get good
results.
I mean,
I guess that makes sense.
All right, I have posted your options in the chat.
Okay.
The channel for the notes.
Often, I guess. I think you need to say your answers, too, for an engaging audience experience.
Oh, okay. I pretend to be someone I'm not sometimes. I want someone to sit with me and comfort me when I'm upset sometimes. I feel good about myself almost never. When someone makes mistakes, I tell them what they did wrong.
Sometimes?
I'm also a sometimes. I always want to, but
yeah, it's like
social situations, right? I plan ahead, so I'm not stressed at the last minute.
This is a double question. Sometimes.
I'm also a sometimes.
It's like
I enjoy talking to
despite planning. Right. Like whether or not your planning actually reduces your stress.
Well, it
in
doesn't.
The moment.
Your planning is for the purposes of making you not stressed. He doesn't have to succeed for this question to be a...
Okay,
you know.
Yeah, sure.
I enjoy talking to people who have different worldviews from me.
Often.
I went with sometimes.
Yeah,
unfortunately, I find these days they're so
yeah.
often folks have very toxic worldviews that I'm exposed to
that are
not interesting to engage with. I follow the letter of the law.
Not the capital L law, but I'll say sometimes.
I said almost never.
Not the actual law. That's a different answer.
I worry about many things outside of my control.
Often.
Same. I express my opinion during group discussions.
That's during general, often, I guess. Sometimes.
You can tell I'm trying to be honest because I put almost always. Ask any of my friends.
Yeah.
Yes.
It depends on the group, but yeah.
People say that I am very patient.
Almost always.
I'm a sometimes. I push myself very hard to reach my goals.
Often.
I went with almost always for myself. Because most of my goals are creative, and in that field
right.
I really do.
Yeah.
I want to learn about the culture and history of lots of other countries.
Often.
Also an often. I feel like I deserve more respect than the average person.
Almost always.
I put sometimes. This is just depression. Otherwise, I would at least be an often.
I just deserve more respect, goddammit.
I feel depressed or like I am a burden to others.
Sometimes.
I'm an almost always. I mean, listen, you know, I'm trying to be as honest as I can.
Of course, though, you gotta be accurate.
This is stuff I would not naturally bring up on a podcast, but like, yeah, folks,
sure.
I'm on medication. What do you want from me?
Yeah.
I would rather have a job that requires active social interaction than work alone.
Social interaction. Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Be close to it almost never. Depends. What that means.
Right? Exactly. My attitude towards those who treat me poorly is forgive and forget.
Almost always.
Huh. Okay. You know, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. I went with sometimes. I think it's a good goal. I am a little bit petty, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, thoughts and actions. Different
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm. I have a hard time staying organized at work.
Sometimes.
Same.
It's definitely a scale.
I spend time creating art, making music, or writing creatively. Podcasting counts.
Almost always. Know other things.
Same.
Or maybe I'm close to an often.
I speak the absolute truth.
Almost always.
I'm not putting that down for you. Pick again.
The absolute truth?
That's what it says.
Actually, I'm going to say often, because sometimes I'll speak the truth to my detriment. And then sometimes the complete opposite, but you know.
I put sometimes, because I love a white lie. It's great.
I love to include too much detail in a way that doesn't help my case sometimes, I'll say.
Sure. I express my emotions openly. This is a trap for Nick.
Sometimes.
Correct. This is true about Nick. If Nick had said almost never, it would have been like, I didn't know that, but that's believable. Anything else would have been a lie. I also put sometimes. In general, I am optimistic and cheerful.
Often. Superficial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think often for you. I put almost never. If someone says that I'm wrong, I immediately argue with them.
Sometimes.
I don't know your work life, so I'll accept this answer.
It depends if I think I'm wrong or how much thought I've put into a certain thing.
That's a fair point. You know, that's a fair point. I will change mine from often to sometimes. If someone says I'm wrong and I think they're right, I will not argue with them. Even if I'm like it looks better for me, it's like, no, yeah. They're right.
I mean, maybe that's not good. I'm probably abnormally willing to be wrong. But when I'm right, I tend, because of that, when I think I'm right, I tend like to feel that stronger.
You dig in your heels.
Oh, yeah. Which I love to too. Dig I'm in not, a heel. You know, love to turn a heel.
People tell me that I'm a perfectionist.
Sometimes.
I'm also a sometimes. Yeah. I think I get that, especially with like editing. People tell me that, especially other podcast editors who are like, Jesus Christ. And you are, I think, with a lot of, especially like your House of New Earth stuff, yeah. I would say.
Or, you know, fussy.
I'm willing to explore ideas that might be considered radical or unconventional.
Willing to explore? Almost always.
I feel like this is a bad question. I put often, but I don't think there are going to be very many people who are going to, of themselves, say that they're not willing to explore radical ideas.
Sure.
I love owning expensive things.
Just expensive? I'll say sometimes.
Yeah, I put almost never.
It depends why it's expensive. I'm not buying designer clothing, but I'll probably spend a lot of money on a saw someday, you know.
That's sure, but like, I mean, for example, I don't know, if I was given a pair of really nice jeans or something, I would just stress about them and never wear them.
It's fair.
I hate having expensive things.
I hate jeans.
I am very afraid of physical danger.
Physical danger? Almost never?
Okay. I put sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know. It's very broad.
Yeah. I feel like I am unpopular.
Sometimes.
Okay. I'm an often. My opinions can be flexible when people disagree with me.
Sometimes. It's back really? To the same thing.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. I'm an almost always.
They can be flexible.
I like working with people when they're willing to work with me. I'm perfectly willing to compromise.
Hold on. But I don't think you'll change your opinion. I think you are definitely willing to compromise.
That's okay. I'm changing it to almost never. Yes. That's a great point. I'm like, oh, sure, we could do this in my head, you fucking idiot.
I'm going to kill you.
I try to be as accurate as possible in my work, even when it takes a long time.
Often.
Same.
Often.
I enjoy reading an encyclopedia or textbook.
Almost never.
Really? I'm in almost always.
It's reading an encyclopedia?
It's really cool.
What?
It's cool. You just learn shit. I like learning things.
It from an encyclopedia?
I mean, Wikipedia is an online encyclopedia. The only thing, like, I'm not using a copy of Encyclopedia Britannica, but that's just because that shit's hard to find.
See, I'm just imagining, like, reading a encyclopedia, like, cover to cover.
I mean,
like,
that's not...
In order. But I guess that's...
The question isn't, I have a book club for...
I mean, I do love learning obscure things from Wikipedia. If that counts, almost always.
Okay, I think it does. I brag about myself.
Almost never.
Yeah, I want to put almost never because I feel like I only do it as part of a joke.
Sure.
I don't think I almost never sincerely brag.
Mm-hmm.
I keep calm during emergencies.
Almost always.
It's a tricky one for me because, like, I freak out about money stuff,
mm-hmm.
but, like, there was a time that I broke my leg and I was more calm than all the medical professionals around me about it. So I'm going with sometimes.
Yeah.
In social situations, I usually make the first move.
Sometimes.
Same. I get angry easily.
Almost never.
Often. I'm okay with controlling it, but like I have some righteous anger in me.
You do.
I act on impulse without thinking about it first.
Almost never.
Sometimes. I think discussing philosophy is boring.
Sometimes.
Almost never. Okay, we're at the halfway point. Now we're on to a collection of questions that are actually multiple choice, but there are fewer of them.
Wow.
Because we've done 36 questions, Jeez. Which leaves us with, I believe, 18?
Damn. Well, you know what? I think I need a drink.
Okay.
I've gotten all my rage out at the patch. Now I'm just trying
I'm
to
I'm actually
going to
go get water.
Because when the new patch drops and I like it, I'll probably be angry all the time. I need something to be mad at, and now that I have the patch of the anime,
so as maybe you heard, maybe you couldn't hear because of the audio, I'll edit it so that it's like you can tell if you're focusing, but if you're not, it probably will fade in the background. It'll just be like, oh, you heard Nick say something. Nick ran off to grab, I think they just said water, so perhaps they have a different beverage and they need water to sort of counteract it or, you know, be a counterpoint, as it were. I have a beverage, but I have to report back on it, actually. So I just have water here. I'll take a sip, and then I'll explain. So, there is a popular and famous Japanese, like sports drink, I guess I would say, hydration-focused drink called Pokari Sweat. And, first of all, it's just very famous, and I just want to try it in general, but also... I and my father, especially my father, though, is a big fan of the Los Angeles Angels. And on the radio station that plays the Angels games, they advertise Pokari Sweat all the time. And so my dad is just like obsessed with like, what the fuck is this drink? And so I have two bottles, but I can't try it until I try it with him. So I can't try it right now. Sorry, folks.
Did you source Pokari Sweat?
I did.
Was it hard? Where you
no,
are?
Just went to the Japanese market.
Oh, right. Because you have... Damn. Yes, thankfully. Mm-hmm. I am back with tap water. Oh, I definitely needed that after that, Stevie. No, what I actually have... This is just what I'm going to be drinking for the rest of the episode. And an old friend that I didn't have at my place. I had it at one of my... Where the hell was this? Oh, yes. It was in a cabinet at my mom's place. It is my Glencadam 10-year. I got a 15-year recently. But this is, like, my first... Oh, that was fake. You know that was fake, according to Six.
That was too much. That was too much to be fake.
That's true. This is like the first scotch I really had because it's relatively cheap, but it's unchill filtered and it's natural color and it's great. 10 years, it was very affordable, at least at the time. It doesn't even have any notes on here, so I'll have to do the description, which is always great. You roll it around the glass. I'll get you a picture here of the thing. But this is on the lighter side of the scotch world. Not an incredible picture, but it'll do. So it's closer on the floral end. There's not a lot of smokiness. There's a bit more greenery, and you get some like sweet hay or something. I'm just making shit up. I'm gonna go ahead and take a sip.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, this is without any water. And it's 46% bottled. Ooh, it's got a. It's nice and sweet. There's actually a little bit of honey for some reason. That might just be it interacting with the still lingering stevia taste in my mouth, but that's tasty. I'm going to see if I can add a few drops of water cleanly here. The answer is no, but it's clean enough. Tends to open it up or something. Oh yeah, you get more of the like less, more of the floral stuff when you dilute it, and then a little more of the barrel comes out, I think, in the taste. It's just a delicious scotch to get into things with.
Lovely.
Now let's put ourselves into a box, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
A Pokemon.
So this next question is hilarious to me, just extremely written by a white boy. Are you ready?
He's a white boy, and he's written a question. Yep.
What kind of music do you prefer to listen to? And your options are R&B or hip hop, rock or metal, pop or country. Why are those the same category? Classical or new age, ethnic music from around the world, dubstep or techno. They would call it electronica.
Dubstep or techno gets its own category.
Well, that's unless it's ethnic.
Unless it's ethnic dubstep. The name's Ethnic. Ethnic Dubstep. Whoops.
So I don't really know what to do with the ethnic music, so basically if you feel like your option isn't represented here, just pick ethnic, I guess.
Because I used to listen to a lot of Japanese. Or no, I'm a little more bound. I don't know, probably rock.
If it's J-pop or J-rock, I would categorize it as pop or rock, right?
It was rock most. I'll just go with rock, metal. Rock or metal.
Okay. I think probably I listen to a bunch of just random weird stuff, and also I just don't sit and listen to music that much, but yeah. I probably mostly listen to like 80s J-pop the most. So
that's a vibe.
What kind of book do you prefer to read? Historical fiction or nonfiction? I want to read everything I possibly can. Mystery/thriller, self-help/motivational, romance/drama, sci-fi/fantasy.
Sci-fi/fantasy is some bullshit. Those
you
are
think so?
Very different genres. I think so.
But that's not... I mean, they're... No, I don't think they are.
No?
I think you have... It's sort of like, what is the genre fixated on? I think, I mean, they're different, but as far as like the way you're breaking things up here... The core draw of sci-fi and fantasy is like the world building and the characters, and like I feel like they have
structure. Oh, okay. I get what
like,
you mean.
Boiling down, very elemental.
Because I was like,
sense.
Like Arthur C. Clarke and Robert Jordan. Like,
I don't know who Robert Jordan is. Did he?
Wheel of
he
Time.
He used to play
author.
Basketball.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Fuck them kids.
Michael, it's me, your cousin, Robert Jordan. That new free phone.
You know those no shoes you've been looking for?
Take a smell of these. Sci-fi fantasy, I guess. These days.
Likewise. What kind of physical activity do you prefer? Meditation and yoga? Weight training at the gym? Walking, jogging, or swimming? hiking and rock climbing, team sports like basketball or volleyball, or I generally don't exercise very often. And this is not what you do the most, but like, you know, which one do you like the most?
How the fuck is meditation a like a exercise activity?
Oh, you're bad at meditation, huh?
I guess so. Like you have to sit upright, but weight. I guess weight training out of all those.
Okay.
Like yoga. I
like
don't
running.
Know.
So
I don't. I'd hate running. Biking. It's way better. I think I get bored or something in running. I don't know. Just not a runner.
What do you typically do at family gatherings? Have long conversations with everyone. Sit back and observe, analyzing the family dynamics. Play games and keep it fun. Work in the kitchen. Uphold important holiday traditions. Make sure everything is neatly decorated and looks beautiful. You seem like an uphold important holiday traditions kind of guy to me. Hey, look at this guy.
My name is Nick Cease. I'm 29 years old. I believe in taking care of my family in a balanced diet and rigorous exercise routine. At the family gathering, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack. Preferably in the kitchen.
Honestly. Same. Yeah.
It gives you something like to do and yeah.
And people can come in and talk to you, but you're not going to get a crowd around you.
And you're not like obligated to talk to anybody because you're like, oh, sorry, I got to go, you know, cut up the turkey in the oven.
Okay, we're both just like, I don't know, we're the introverts who still are self-conscious about our image within the group.
And you're like, you know, why do you oven the hot food?
Mm-hmm. Nick, what kind of career would you most like to have? Something practical, like engineering or construction. Something creative, like an artist or a performer. Something that protects people, like a police officer or Kamen Rider. No, it says firefighter. Something nurturing, like a teacher or nurse. I would really like to stay at home and focus on my family. Or something international, like a pilot or a diplomat.
Very similar job. The engineering one, like, I suppose. Building okay. Stuff. Solving problems.
Yeah. I'm, you know, creative. Duh.
Yeah. We're not so different, you and I.
What kind of person annoys you the most? People who just sit and talk instead of doing fun things. Oh man, this is just a bunch of different ways of roasting us. Okay. People who just sit and talk instead of doing fun things. People who joke around about serious things. People who don't keep their commitments. People who try to make me get out and be social. People who talk about themselves and don't listen. People who criticize what I say.
Of those, I guess the talkative people, the more talkative people.
Talk about themselves and don't listen? Is that the one you mean? Or sit and talk instead of doing fun things?
And don't listen. The talk about themselves and don't listen. It's the don't listen.
Okay.
Part,
you know. Honestly, it's the keep their commitments. That one really, I really
yeah.
Get pretty irritable about that. What kind of food do you enjoy the most? Something light, sweet, and sugary. Something from a highly recommended local restaurant. That's not. Okay.
That's not
something
a food.
Healthy. With fruits and vegetables. Something with spices and intense flavor. Something dense with lots of meat. Something warm and soupy. Which is also my dating profile.
Something warm and soupy this way comes.
This is a bad one. All right.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I don't think these options are very good.
Pick one for me. I don't know. It's like, can you say them again? But I don't care. I don't care enough.
I'm going to pick spices and intense flavor for you.
Sure.
And I'll pick dense with lots of meat. I don't think either of these are true for us, but they're like what a boring person would think our taste was.
Yeah. I'm so. Like, my taste is very broad. Not very focused.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is the most important thing when raising children? Give them useful skills that will allow them to make money. Teach them to continue the important traditions of their heritage. Just make home a happy and comfortable place for them. Show them a variety of options so they can decide for themselves. Teach them habits that will keep them healthy and safe from harm. Teach them the value of working hard and helping others.
Just such a stupid test.
I'm actually going to screen share and make this that I should have done a long time
maybe
ago.
Maybe that's better.
Now
I may become quiet on your end, but that's fine.
I'm trying to figure out which one of these is which, because I can't see.
Am I still hearable?
You got quiet, but you are technically hearable.
Alrighty.
Okay, yes, this is yours.
Oh my god, this is... You didn't tell me that this was a fucking Google spreadsheet somebody made. Wow. This is so much funnier, the fact that it's a Google spreadsheet. Oh yeah, just make home a happy and comfortable place for them, I guess.
Okay. All right. I guess I go with variety of options. I mean, I think the most important thing is not to raise children, but...
Yeah, I mean, same. Which what brings us, speaking of dusting off an unused segment, six.
Yeah.
Greg.
Wait, Greg. I don't think this is... That's not Greg. It. You did... This is not it.
Oh?
You did a bad job.
What was I supposed to do?
Jackie's vows.
No, we're Greg now.
Oh, I thought I was doing the next question. I thought which would be bringing us to.
Oh no! See, I'm living in the present. Finally, this segment is relevant beyond us just bringing Greg onto the show, guilting Greg into recording Bottle Crow. On the We Like Dota team that we're playing on, you know, previously the Gregiverse, natural born Phyllis Dillers. One of our players, Chris, just had, I believe, his first baby girl was born.
Oh, congratulations.
So that is Greg adjacent and Gregnant adjacent. And now we go to Jackie's vows.
All right, good job, team. I love all of you guys. It's been a pleasure playing with all of you. It's been a great journey. Thank you for this game. You fucking idiots.
What is your ideal date? God. Visiting an important important historical site or a natural wonder of the world. Going out for ice cream or frozen yogurt. I try not to plan too much. I just like hanging out. Doing something adventurous like mountain biking or skiing. Going to a fancy restaurant or going to see a concert or comedy show.
I guess I try not to plan too much. I just like hanging out.
Okay.
My girlfriend is the planner type person, but I'm happy with it.
The problem is I'm going to pick going to a fancy restaurant. I think that's not quite correct. I want to go to a good restaurant. I don't want it to be fancy.
Yeah, but. I know what you mean.
What kind of home would you prefer to live in? A small, comfortable condo with just the essentials.
Oh, comfortable condo.
A beautiful villa.
With a garden, beautiful villa. Pool,
and large library.
Wow.
I'd rather spend my time seeing the world than staying in one place. Somewhere with nice roommates who like to do fun things with me. Somewhere far away and quiet, like a cabin. A mid-sized home with a room for a study and all of my collections.
I mean, obviously a beautiful villa with a garden, pool, and library. Large library.
I actually want the condo, but...
I mean, listen, the upkeep on the villa, I imagine that, you know, this includes... This is some sort of Mamma Mia situation. As someone who's never seen Mamma Mia.
Yeah, I don't know
where
what
it's just taken care of for me. Here we go again.
Sort of Mamma Mia situation where they made a movie about me or something. I don't know.
What?
Yeah, I just don't.
Six. Something this summer. Meryl Streep is Six Detmar.
I just don't know what that means. Anyway, I don't want a place that's too big and
empty. You know the famous movie Mamma Mia?
I know the title of it, and I know that there's a song where they go,
they say
Mamma Mia,
and it's ABBA.
That is literally everything I know. I don't know a single other fact about
this
movie.
Oh, wait, I forgot. Isn't there original? I've never seen this movie, but okay. No, then there's Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. So there's a sequel.
Oh, that's a different movie. Okay.
Oh, I don't know. Wait, I think.
Probably.
Hold on. This is Mamma Mia the movie. Is Meryl Streep even in this? No, that is Meryl Streep. Is that young?
I don't know.
Is that Pierce Brosnan?
What is your favorite subject to study? Visual arts or literature? Biology, psychology, or medicine? World cultures, history, or languages? Music, dance, or other performing arts? Woodworking, agriculture, or other practical trades? Physics, technology, or mathematics?
How woodworking is grouped with agriculture.
Yeah.
I guess visual arts or literature. Just as like, okay, in a studying way, I think it's more interesting. And it's a thing you often wouldn't do unless in a class.
In a studying context, I think I go world cultures, history, or languages.
That's also, I think, another one that's good to do in a formal study setting.
What is the most beautiful to you? The peaceful quiet of freshly fallen snow, the ocean waves on a sandy beach, a meadow with baby animals playing together, a huge canyon with dramatic rock formations, a vividly colored sunset, or a spring field full of colorful flowers.
I almost started playing the fan fiction segment. The peaceful quiet of a freshly fallen snow.
Hey, same. It's pretty.
You don't get it with any other thing. It's like, oh, an area I thought I know, but my senses are not accosted by the usual cacophony.
What kind of person would you like to spend the most time with? Someone from far away who tells interesting stories. Someone willing to listen and empathize with me. Someone from my hometown who's known me since childhood. Someone who tells funny jokes and likes to play games. Opportunity for both of us to talk about how we'd rather be hanging out with
Nick,
someone else
the
right
hell
now.
Up.
Someone
yeah,
not afraid
like
to tell it how it is. Or someone gentle, calm, and quiet.
You're such a Pam. Cock.
I don't care. None of these.
Wow. Other people, who cares?
I mean,
listen, I'm definitely someone who tells funny jokes and likes to play games. If I knew someone like you,
mm-hmm,
but whose jokes were funny, that would be incredible.
That would be incredibly awful, you know? I guess funny jokes and likes to play games.
You don't have to pander to me. It's okay.
I'm not. It's just like listened and empathize. Like I don't want to talk to you. Like people who listen, I think are good, but you know, I don't want to talk to you. I just want you to listen. I don't want to talk to you.
What is your fashion style? Casual, simple, and loose. A little rebellious, unique, eye-catching. Bright, colorful, and fun. Sophisticated, but with an eccentric edge. Conservative, classy, and elegant. Unhinged answer time. Bohemian, tribal-inspired.
Tribal-inspired. I guess casual, simple, and loose.
Yeah, I'm pretty utilitarian.
Same.
What kind of pet would you most like to have? Something interesting, like an exotic fish or reptile. A strong, loyal horse I can ride around.
What the fuck?
An intelligent bird that can learn to repeat what I say. Damn. Oh, Nick's like, I already got virtual audio cables. I don't need a bird.
I'm Gabe Newell, and welcome to
Ohio State.
Can a fucking bird do that? Wait.
Probably. A beautiful, calm, well-behaved cat. An energetic dog who likes to run and play. I'd rather not keep a pet. I want my house to be quiet and orderly.
I'm going to have to quickly take it to Home Improvements of New Earth. Oh, fuck. Sorry.
You bastard.
I even looked at Home Improv, too, and I'm like, improv? What is that?
Thousand years.
And it just keeps going. It's one of the great classics. I've recently had to order a baseboard
horse,
a horse that I can ride around. Right, in my western town.
That's my answer. Horses are amazing.
That you can ride around. I mean, I also like horses. I was a horse kid. I had to order a baseboard return vent cover because I've got a large hole. I have two updates available for Creative Cloud, by the way. I have a big hole in the wall from where a return for my ventilation system used to be, that was like a triangle one that was like partially on the floor, partially up to the wall, because that was like the thing they did. I covered the floor part because I added a return elsewhere, and that way I didn't like lose floor space. But I've just had a big open hole basically in the floor-ish area along the wall. So I finally had to order a baseboard vent return. I needed to do it anyways, but I don't have the trim down there because I'll probably be getting a kitty cat.
Okay, I was like, and so Nick is saying he shouldn't have pets because he keeps opening big holes.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I'm just trying to follow the narrative here, but
yes,
you want a cat.
Probably adopting another cat soon. So I'll go with a beautiful cult. Well, I'll go with the cat option. Yeah, I was saying beautiful, calm, well-behaved cat is very different.
Cat is tempting. I might have gone cat, but like if I'm just assuming that it'll be taken care of and it'll be happy and not expensive, gotta be great to have a horse.
Oh yeah,
are so cool.
Yeah.
What role do you typically play on a group or team? The analyst. I work behind the scenes, keeping things organized. The worker. I get my hands dirty. I get
my
important things done. The teacher. I guide people to be better than they were before. The nurturer. I make sure everyone feels heard and seen. The fighter. I go out and advocate for my group's interests and needs. The coordinator. I communicate with everyone and explain our plans, which is like three of these roles.
I was going to say.
Like three of these are the same.
I'm going to say the worker, though. I definitely get my hands dirty.
I don't know.
See, if I'm trying to classify you.
I don't think I keep things organized exactly, but I do think I work behind the scenes a lot. So analyst kind of makes sense.
You also definitely get your hands dirty, though.
It's true. I guess we can do worker. I don't know.
Sure. It's a bad question.
It's a bad question. If you could visit any place on Earth, where would you go? A bustling city with lots of things to explore. A quiet, peaceful village near a forest. Thank you. I would go scuba diving in the ocean. A famous castle or historical landmark. A natural wonder of the world, like a canyon or volcano. Earth is boring. I want to go to space.
There's nothing to do in space.
Space is the place.
Space is most of the places. Like, of the places that exist. It's most of them.
Statistically speaking.
A quiet, peaceful village near a forest.
I think I go bustling city. Like, some of the best, like, visits I've ever done. Like, when I visited Dublin, and it was just, like, I was there for a week, and I was with someone, but they were busy during most of the day. So, like, I would get up. I would make some tea,
I would put on like a jacket and shoes and just start walking through the street.
You would wake up.
Wake up.
Thank you.
All right.
So the thing, I think that I don't like visiting cities is the thing. I think I prefer living in cities because like you have like a place. It's more like you're a part of it versus like, I don't think I love being a tourist in a city.
I like being an outsider, but not a tourist.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
But
I would like to go to Dublin at some point.
It's great. It's really cool.
My girlfriend lived there for a few months and described it as like incredibly safe in like a more safe than Tokyo type of way, which just seems like the craziest fucking thing to me, but I don't know.
I guess this is just like, perhaps this is just, you know, like male passing privilege, right?
Right.
But like, I don't, when you ask me about a place, safe would not be on my list of, it's like, I don't know. I've no place I've ever lived have I've been knifed. So yeah. I don't know. but yeah, you know,
gotcha.
Male privilege, I guess.
Here we are. The end.
Last question. If you had one wish, what would you wish for? I wish I could just feel understood and loved. I wish I could lead my country and unite people in a good cause. I wish I could become amazingly talented at my chosen skill. I wish I could go back and change the past. I wish I could grow wings and fly. I wish I could have answers to my existential questions.
I think you would really hate to have the answers to your existential questions.
I mean, me? Yeah.
Anybody. That's why they're existential. I wish I could become amazingly talented at my chosen skill, because I feel like if I have wings and fly, like I'll be taken to a lab or shot down or something, you know?
I mean, you just fly away. No. What if you're, wait, my chosen skill is flying.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got
it. Since it has to be me, that disqualifies the lead my country thing. I would love it if I could use my wish to have someone else do it well.
You're not willing to, I understand. Same.
I just don't, like, I don't think I would be good at it, and also I would be miserable.
Right. I know.
I do very much want it to happen. but also, I don't know, this sort of like... Mine is, you know, world peace, but yours is good too. Kind
I'm
of territory.
Kill your dog.
I might go change the past. I'm gonna go change the past. Uh-huh. I think probably chosen skill is more honest, but I don't want us to have the same answer here. That's boring.
That's fair. Can't order the same thing on the menu.
All right.
Holy shit! Here we go. We're gonna get our results.
All right, Nicholas.
Okay. Well.
In your traits, you have 6 traits: honesty, emotionality, extroversion, agreeability, conscientiousness, and openness to new experience. Honesty, humility, you're at a 10, that's moderate. Emotionality, you're at a 4, that's low. Extroversion, 10, moderate. Agreeability, 14, that's high.
Wow.
Conscientiousness, 11, high. And openness to new experiences, 15, very
really?
High. Low or high does not necessarily mean good or bad. It's simply a measure of what makes us all unique. Blah, 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 blah. You are steel type. Steels are highly studious and diligent and often excel in scientific areas. They are usually willing to help others complete important tasks even if they're tired or busy. Most steels are very consistent and trustworthy and keep the commitments they make. Though steels are highly intelligent, it can be difficult for them to consider new points of view or change their minds from what they believe to be the truth. You are also, your subtypes in order are electric, psychic, and ice. So electric, energetic, and efficient multitaskers have excellent comedic timing and can get easily distracted. Psychic can analyze and memorize information quickly, enjoy learning all they can about many
Hello,
subjects.
This is Gabe Newell.
Clearly not excellent comedic timing. May not be very sensitive to others' feelings. And then ice.
I'm starved. Make a run on the
border. Austin appear sophisticated and refined, value beauty and focus on small details,
very
maybe too concerned with their public image.
Your top Pokemon match is the Generation 3 legendary Jirachi.
I feel like I know this Pokemon.
It's a significant Pokemon. Jirachi is, yeah, sort of like the Mew of Gen 3, which is, of course, you know, Ruby, Sapphire, Emerald. They have one of the Pokedex entries for it here. It's believed that when this Pokemon wakes from its 1,000-year slumber, it will grant any wishes written on the notes attached to its head. So it's sort of a Tanabata kind of Pokemon. You also have decent matches for Solgaleo, which is a, like, Fire Lion legendary. Iron Crown, who's a weirdo. Metagross, who's a huge weirdo. And Raikou, who's kind of a dork.
Wow.
Now, mine...
Yes, let's get to the juice.
I will go ahead and move this over so you can see it. Honesty, humility, 11, high. Emotionality, 10, moderate. Extroversion, 6, low. Agreeability, 7, low. Conscientiousness, 11, high. Openness to new experiences, 14, high. Just to compare, I'm a little higher than you in honesty / humility. I'm significantly higher in emotionality, noticeably lower in extroversion,
and agreeability.
Way less agreeable. about the same level of conscientious and slightly less open to new experiences, according to this. I am ghost type. Ghosts are the quiet observers of the world. They tend to be highly interested in philosophy, spirituality, and artistic pursuits. They enjoy watching and listening more than speaking, and often meditate deeply about ideas that interest them. Because ghosts have a unique way of thinking, they can be fascinating to speak with, though they tend to be highly introverted and may struggle with social anxiety. Subtypes, dragon, ground, and dark. Dragon, hold strong personal ambitions, work well under pressure and keep their cool, may be overly perfectionist. Ground, can diffuse tense arguments and situations, mature and patient with others, may feel uncomfortable asking for help. Dark, come up with clever, creative solutions, tend to be people smart, may appear distrustful or withdrawn. And my type match is Giratina, a fucking shit-ass legendary.
What the fuck is going on with Giratina?
Banished for its violence. So this is like,
it's like it has fingers coming out of its back. Giant fingers.
They're supposed to be like wings, but yeah. I mean, like,
those are not
Giratina
wings,
is like,
buddy.
So Arceus is the god, is like Pokemon god, right?
Oh, interesting.
And Giratina is like antimatter Arceus. This is like the opposite. my other matches are descending order, Miss Magus, Marowak, Zygarde, Spiritomb. Miss Magus and Marowak make a lot more sense to me, but whatever you say.
This is incredibly detailed, and I found out that this was just a Google Sheet like system that somebody set up, it made a lot more sense. I'm like, oh, somebody like spent a long time on this Google Sheet.
Yeah,
somebody who's very passionate about Pokemon personality tests.
Indeed. I mean, there's really nowhere else to go. We know everything about each other now.
Yeah, I mean, what's left for us to discover? I knew it was Dairoin, but
I'm gonna change some answers and see what happens.
6 is now min maxing.
I'm now Zygarde.
You know, that's a little cooler. It's like a gooey rock snake.
Yeah, Zygarde.
It's better than that fucking guy with hex, like weird talons coming out of its back.
Yeah, I mean, Giratina is not exactly the homie.
Oh, okay.
Altered form.
That
could be altered form.
That has wings.
Yeah.
Those are not wings. Can you post a picture of Puritina, whatever it is? Purina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dog food. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll stop screen sharing. And now I have to turn down the volume because you're going to get a lot louder.
I'm so loud.
There we go.
I mean, listeners, those are not wings, you know.
They're not really wings.
They're not wings.
Just kind of fingers.
Have you had any good wings recently?
No.
Neither have I. I don't think. I've had some okay wings. I went through a period of having a lot of wings. Just, you know, some wings were available. And they've been passable, but I don't remember anything to write home about. And of course, home is where the pod is. Wow. I just looked at our runtime. I was like, oh, and we've been, oh my God, it's been an hour, 15 minutes. Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to suggest, you know, we do some light reading, but we'll have to save that for bedtime, probably.
Oh, interesting. If I change the one answer, so I went back and I set it all to what it was before. Mm-hmm. The only thing I changed was the wish, because I was like, chosen skill is a little more honest. And it makes me dragon over ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Natural leaders of the world, absolutely not.
By choosing the wish of skill? Huh.
And then Zygarde again, the green and black snake thing you liked.
I preferred it over Puritina.
Sure.
It
changes almost my entire...
Giardelli?
It's weird how much of an impact it makes. It pushes, I don't know. It pushes
all our percentages were pretty
so
close.
Much.
You know, like, I think it was 0.1% true. Off being electric. It's electric.
And I guess with there being, like, 300 possibilities, like, one change...
How many types were there, though, probably?
I mean... are you asking me how many Pokemon types there are? Is that your question? 17?
Okay.
Oh, boy. I think that's right. Though, all right,
go ahead.
Sorry.
Just start.
18. 18. All right, technically 19.
What are they?
Normal, fire, fighting, water, flying, grass, poison, electric, ground, psychic, rock, ice, bug, dragon, ghost, dark, steel, fairy. Technically also stellar. You might say there are 20 if you want, because you could also include triple question mark. But that's like a coding thing.
Burning down the house, as they say.
So there are those 18 normal types. There's stellar, which is like a temporary type you can get in one of the DLCs, and it's stupid.
DLCs.
And then there is triple question mark, which was basically a type they had for like dummied out content.
Dummied out?
How do you not know this term? Really?
Dummied out content.
Okay.
No.
Do you remember in the most famous example, probably, do you remember in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, the hot coffee controversy?
No, I don't. I have not played San Andreas.
What?
No.
Okay. Gosh.
Hot coffee.
You don't know anything.
I know nothing.
Because I could do also the Street Fighter Cross Tekken example, but you're not going to know that one either.
I don't know everything. I just know what I know.
Okay. Let's say you're making a game, right?
Okay. Here I am.
And you're like, I'm going to have five guns in it, right?
Set gun equal 5. Yep, here I go.
Build the 5 guns and you do a bunch of tests and you're like, the 5th gun just really undermines this game, right? It makes things worse.
It's just, yeah, it's so bad.
And so it is in the game data, and games are coded in ways where sometimes dependencies are really intricate and hard to like
spaghetti
predict,
code.
Right? Perhaps if you just delete the gun, it will break things, right?
Right.
So you just change, basically you go to it and you're like, can get equals 0, right? Like,
sure.
It's in, all the data is still here, but I have removed any ability for the player to access it. I have dummied it out.
Oh, dummied it out? I would not have called it that.
That's
okay.
A term for when you have content in the game that has been intentionally accessed.
So wait, did they take out
removed.
Hot coffee from San Andreas?
Hot coffee was never supposed to be accessible. There was a point in... So... Hot coffee is not actually coffee. I'm really surprised you didn't know this one, given what a huge deal it was at the time. Maybe you're... How old are you?
29.
How do you not know this? So when Grand Theft Auto San Andreas launched, it became known that there was an interactive sex minigame.
I see.
Which was known as hot coffee, because the way you did it was there was an offer you could
get
this preview hot coffee. Now, it wasn't, you couldn't access it. It was dummied out. But the presence of it in the game caused the game to have a ESRB rating change from mature to adults only, which was a huge,
deal.
Big deal. And got the game banned in the country, and it started to get pulled from shelves. There was a whole thing. It's kind of stupid because you couldn't actually get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think it's a famous example of this whole, like, of the ESRB and everything misfiring. But there's also an example of that from, what was it, from one of the Elder Scrolls games. It might have been Oblivion. I think it technically had, like, textures in the game for, like, a naked lady.
Oh,
but
no.
They didn't use them for anything, so you couldn't access them.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I guess if you decrypted the game and cycled through all of its 10,000 files with an image viewer, you might accidentally see a nipple. But, like, come on.
Heaven forbid.
Yeah.
Interesting. Hot coffee had a major impact on the video game industry. Rockstar Games' refusal to publicly comment on the matter was poorly received by the industry and modding community, while the ESRB announced fines of up to $1 million for game developers who failed to disclose the extent of their graphic content.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it was a really big thing.
I guess so.
It was Oblivion, because there's a thing about it. Yep.
Oh, I'm sure.
Hillary Clinton introduced
the Family Entertainment Protection Act in response to the hot coffee scandal.
Yeah.
Wow.
On May 3rd, 2006, the Entertainment Software Rating Board, ESRB, in North America changed Oblivion's rating from teen to mature, citing game content not considered in the ESRB review, i.e., the presence in the PC version of a locked-out art file that, if accessed by using an apparently unlicensed third-party tool, allows the player to play the game with topless versions of female characters. Like, yeah, you can mod any game to be anything, morons.
What do you think the ESRB is doing these days? ESRB members.
They still exist. They still rate games that go on store shelves.
The first result is the European Systemic Risk Board. Interesting. ESRB game members. ESRB.org. No, this is the... no, it is. Okay. The ESRB Ratings Council, the ERC, Ratings Tool for Parent Blog, about our history. Now, I want to know who's on. I want to, like... What if I, like, wanted to ask people at the ESRB questions?
Well, there's a contact. Get in touch. The ESRB welcomes your feedback. If you're looking for cheat codes, gameplay information, or answers to technical questions about a specific game or hardware device, it is recommended that you contact the manufacturer directly. ESRB does not respond to these types of inquiries.
The president, at least according to their website now, is Patricia E. Vance. Patricia E. Vance is the president of the Entertainment Software Rating Board. In her position, she leads the teams responsible for assigning age and content ratings to video games and apps. Enforcing marketing guidelines adopted by the video game industry and operating ESRB privacy certified and FTC approved COPPA Safe Harbor Privacy Seal Certification Program. Oh my gosh, there's more. She has an entire bio.
Yeah, and then we have six other members of the ESRB below. Stacey Feuer, Bill Garrity, David Kosick, Randy Walker, Lisa Schnapp, and Julie Cetrin Kitt.
Let's see. Previously,
but these all have titles, so I assume that there are lesser members as well, lower down members.
Previously,
yeah,
Patricia,
this is our executive team,
worked at a chairperson at the International Age Rating Coalition. Oh, no, she still does that. Okay, she was the executive vice president, general manager of admissions services division at the Princeton Review, president and CEO of halftheplanet.com. What do you think halftheplanet.com?
I think I'm ending this episode.
Then she worked at the Walt Disney Company as a senior VP and general manager of the ABC Internet Group.
This rock candy is not bad. Thanks for joining us, folks.
She majored in international relations / Russian. Peace out.